Hey, I'm Coach Zen, a certified life, spiritual, and self-awareness coach for women. Welcome to Life Herbs Podcast, an inner development podcast designed to connect, strengthen, and nurture the interior parts of you, that is, your inner self. Here, you will receive insights that will support you in your journey so that you can reshape your life and be your best self. New episodes of Life Herbs Podcast airs bi-weekly on Sundays and is available on all major podcast platforms. Get ready to enhance your awareness of the inner self. Welcome, community. I'm Coach Zen, a quad certified personal development life coach and spiritual coach. My expertise is in supporting women in transfiguring their lives and redefining their reality by connecting with their inner selves, nurturing spiritual growth, and shifting the energy of what was to being in command of what truly is. This is truly a captivating and empowering podcast, serving as a valuable resource for nurturing your inner self. And here you will discover valuable insights that will support you in living a fulfilling and purposeful life. Here at Life Herbs Podcast, we have enlightening conversations about this journey that we all are collectively experiencing called life. You all, welcome to part 4 of the Dispelling Anxiety series. Today, I am speaking on relieving anxiety and depression and dispelling their shadows. And this part 4 will be the last part of this series. And then we are entering into December, which is all about, you all know I do this every year, setting your intentions, looking into the future of 2024, celebrating yourself as well, and all that you have accomplished, and even things that may have not been accomplished this year, being very intentional about accomplishing those things in the near future going forward, and truly taking into account the truth of why something didn't get accomplished and what to do differently. So there's so much aspiring within this later part of the year going into the new year. And I would love to support you more with it. If you're listening to this and you are a woman, go ahead and join the Women's Circle. Click the link in the show notes. It will take you to my Patreon page. Join. Trust me, you will be so immensely glad that you did. This is a support group for women that includes coaching sessions, one-on-one coaching sessions, group sessions, resources, the whole nine. Trust me when I say you want to be a part of this. It's absolutely amazing. The relationships, such as friendships that have been fostered and developed and cultivated within this space, is just absolutely amazing. The immense support that it offers is just amazing. So I look forward to seeing you there. So today I'm delving into the intricate relationship between the nervous system, anxiety, and depression, because I really want to shed light on how these conditions are interconnected and provide potential solutions to support you in alleviating anxiety and depression. So anxiety and depression, you all, they actually go hand in hand, with many individuals experiencing both actually simultaneously. By examining the nervous system, you are able to gain a deeper understanding of the why. Why am I having this experience of anxiety? Why am I having this experience of depression? So anxiety is the physical manifestation of unfelt emotions. Therefore, with that being stated, anxiety is not an emotion. And I may have said, I believe I explained that in another podcast episode, that's not an emotion, okay? Anxiety is the physical sensation that you feel in your body when you do not feel your emotions. Because the truth about emotions are they are meant to flow through us. And when the emotion does not flow through us, such as we suppress it, we do something else to, quote unquote, take our mind off of how we feel, or we may indulge in something to escape from it, that can lead to depression. Because depression is when you're stuck in your emotion. You're stuck in the sadness. You're stuck in the helplessness. Or you're burying that emotion. You're suppressing that emotion. When you experience anxiety, it's literally like your nervous system feels hijacked. Your nervous system is running high in that moment, because it's the physical manifestation of unfelt emotions, because you're not feeling your emotions, and your emotions are literally just energy in motion, and it's all coming at once. You may feel like your body's feeling hijacked. That's also, and I'm not going to really get into trauma, but that is also what trauma is. It's literally just a flood of emotions and feelings at once that your body's like, whoa, what's happening? How do I even process this right now? Okay. So it's very important when you are feeling anxious or overwhelmed to slow down your nervous system. And I want to presence this too. We truly live in a very overwhelming world. And I'm not blaming external things on, I'm not saying it's the cause of it, but it is a factor to it. I just had a conversation with somebody the other day, and she actually went to Scotland, and she was on this island in Scotland, and she was just expressing, like, coming back to the United States, how she felt. She was just like, everything is so overstimulating all the time. Like, there's always something being put in front of your face. There's always something being sold to you, what have you. And it's just move, 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 go, 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 drive, drive, drive. There's not a lot of walking. She walked so much when she was in Scotland, and just how more simple it is. And that's because the way that the society in Scotland functions in this particular island is very different than how the United States functions. I even realized that when I lived in Hawaii. The way Hawaii functions is very, their functionality, their design, it's very different than the mainland, which is what we call, because Hawaii is a part of the United States, But there's Hawaii, which is the island, right? The islands in Hawaii that make up Hawaii. And then the mainland, which is the United States, right? The larger portion of the United States. That's not an island. So we live in a very overwhelming, overstimulated world, especially with all the things that are occurring and the things that are happening that you hear about on the news and what have you. So that's why it's very important to really regulate your nervous system, because the nervous system plays such a crucial role, such a critical role. I don't even want to say crucial. It's a critical role and it's a vital role in regulating our emotions and our response to the stress. When anxiety arises, it truly creates a psychological reaction within the nervous system. And these responses can manifest into physical symptoms, such as increased heart rate. If you're feeling very heavy, like weighted down by just your current situation or what you're experiencing, what you're navigating in life, you can gain weight. You can gain weight. You feeling the heaviness can actually come internal cause, external effect in the physical form of you actually looking heavier. Okay? Depression affects the nervous system by altering the brain's chemistry and disrupting its normal functioning, disrupting the way that your brain was actually how it's designed, how it's supposed to function. And this truly can result in feelings of sadness. You may feel very low energy levels. That's common with depression. I don't feel like doing anything. I just want to be by myself. I have no energy. I have no motivation. Or a loss of interest in activities that you enjoy normally. And it's important to note that anxiety and depression are not solely caused by issues within the nervous system, right? And when I say issues, it doesn't mean that something's wrong with your nervous system. I actually want to speak forward in this regard. It's literally the high running of the nervous system, right? It's not just the nervous system. But the nervous system plays a very important role in that. And what I mean by that is there are various factors, such as your environment, which is another reason why your nervous system is running high. Life experiences, what you're experiencing, and even social influences. So the key here is when you are experiencing anxiety or depression, ask yourself this question. Let me look at all the areas of my life. Let me look at the resource vibe, the professional vibe, my personal vibe, my relational vibe, my spiritual vibe. Let me look into all these areas of my life. And if you want more information about that, you can book a consultation with me. Let me look into all these areas of my life and see what's necessary to be adjusted. What is occurring? What am I experiencing in my life? First, let me connect within and tune in to myself instead of tuning out. And a great way to do that is getting in front of the mirror and having a conversation with yourself. Let me go inward first. And then once I go inward, that's going to support me in looking at the factors that are contributing to it. Not what's not, because nothing outside of yourself is causing it. Because we don't want to project on what is happening outside of ourselves in the outer realm of things. But we do want to be very mindful as to the factors that are contributing. Let's say you're married. And let's say you and your significant other, you argue all the time. Well, that's a factor that's contributing to you feeling anxiety. So what's necessary to be addressed? Maybe it's, you know, one, it's y'all having a conversation. And if you both are willing to continue to put energy in to the marriage, or let's say you're not married, you're dating one another, you're in a serious romantic relationship. If you're both willing to put energy into this, you get support. You get a professional that works with couples that can support you in this. Or maybe you're like, well, it's necessary for us to separate, or what have you. Really changing the dynamic of it all, because you're able to be in command of that. You're able to be in command of that for yourself in your own life. And if it's something that involves someone else, it's you both having the conversation of, wait, the foundation is starting, there's a crack in the foundation. Before it crumbles, I see a crack forming. Right now it's a hairline crack, but I see it growing. It's necessary for us to have a conversation in regards to this. So therefore, we can find a solution, whatever that solution may be. Okay? Ladies, do you want to have more meaningful conversations with like-minded women? Would you like to exchange valuable knowledge, forming deep connections with individuals who share your values and will encourage you along the way? Well, immerse yourself in my women's circle. That's right. It's virtual, so you can literally join from anywhere. The Women's Circle is comprised of women from all over the globe. It's a safe space where we lift and empower and pour into one another as we pursue our own individual journeys in living more of a fulfilling life. The search is over. Join these enriching, nourishing discussions today and receive unwavering support. The link is within the show notes, and I look forward to seeing you at the Women's Circle. Blessings and abundance.
Hey y'all, Pink Lady here. I'm a podcast producer, director, coach, and host, and I want to tell you all about my production company, Pink Lady Productions. We collaborate with creatives like you who are driven to share your message by launching your podcast from A to Z and coaching you through the process. To learn more about our services, check out our website at pinkladyprod.com. That's PinkLadyProd.com.
So again, it's important to incorporate lifestyle changes. It's important to get sleep. I do not subscribe to this whole team no sleep. That is the most unhealthiest trending phrase that is out there right now. Because if you do not get sleep and rest, you're not going to be able to show up for yourself. You're not going to be able to show up in your endeavors, your dreams, your work, your career, for your family, for your friends. You're not going to be able to show up if you don't sleep. You're going to have mind fog. Think about it. I want you to take a moment and think about a time where you were just absolutely exhausted. And when you're absolutely exhausted, nothing comes in clear. Everything is foggy. Everything is foggy and it doesn't come in clear whatsoever. So imagine you subscribing to hashtag team no sleep, that huge misalignment, you feeling that consistently, and eventually, if you're experiencing that consistently, you're going to be stuck in that. And what is that going to lead to? It could lead to depression, honestly. So it's important to get sleep. Get 8 hours of sleep a day. I think they say 6 to 8 hours, I believe, of sleep a day. It's important. Take your rest. Because it can significantly improve your overall well-being. Research actually indicates that anxiety significantly predicts depression over time. And both of these can be perpetuated by similar thought patterns, such as racing thoughts, ruminating thoughts, for example. Anxiety affects about 40 million Americans, you all, while depression affects about 17.3 million. Often co-occurring in individuals. Despite their distinctions, both anxiety and depression, again, share common thought patterns. So let's get to the solution. We live in an over-medicated world. Now, when I say that, if you are on medication, follow your doctor's advice, because I'm not a doctor. I'm just speaking from my knowledge. We truly live in an over-medicated world. If you don't believe me, think about how easy it used to be to get a medication for something. You would drop off the prescription slip at the pharmacy, or your doctor would send it virtual to the pharmacy. Literally, by the time you drove, depending on the distance, from the doctor's office to the pharmacy, it was ready. Now it can take days because we live in an over-medicated world. Have you ever looked at a pharmacy? See, I see things through a whole different lens. When the times that I've went to pharmacies, which has been a while, actually, because I'm very about holistic and natural medicinal medicines. But the last time that I went to a pharmacy, the pharmacist, I think it's called a pharmacy tech, was so, I could see the stress. I could see the overwhelm. There were in the carts that are in alphabetical order that they have, you know, when your prescriptions are ready, were overflowing. It just shows how over-medicated this world is. And it's literally gotten to the point where you go to a doctor. No longer, they'll check vitals such as blood pressure and things like that, but it's more so, let's talk about what your symptoms are. And let's toss you a pill first before we begin to do an X-ray, an MRI, or what have you. The way that the way that everything has just shifted, it just literally blows my mind. And this world is overly medicated. It just is, where people just turn to a pill. People will even turn to a pill because they feel so overwhelmed and they feel so overstimulated. They're like, I just gotta pop this to calm down. And honestly, that's not the solution. I want to support you with additional solutions, because the thing is this, you have to have a toolbox of self-care. Self-care that you are literally implementing daily. And these are not escapers. These are supporters. Okay? These are to support you This is not a means to escape. And right now we live in a society where people just want to escape. I just want to escape. I just want to leave reality for a minute. But the answer is not to escape anything. The answer is to go within. Well, then if I go within, I'm going to feel things I don't want to feel. Well, that's a part of the issue, is that you're not feeling the things that you're not feeling those things. And it's causing anxiety. It's causing depression. It's causing OCD. It's causing all of these things because you're not being with it. So by taking a holistic approach and understanding the intricate connection between the nervous system, anxiety, and depression, you can work towards dispelling anxiety's grip on your life, because that's what happens. When you don't catch it at a whisper, when you do not allow those emotions to just flow through you, it begins to have a grip on your life. With proper support, because it takes a professional village of professionals and the implementation of effective strategies, you can truly receive relief and you can get back and being in command of your life. The cure is identifying your feelings and your emotions. Start there. Instead of you feeling it and you're like, let me pop this pill, or let me go to my vice. Be with it. Be with it. Identify it. And a great way to do that, again, is in the mirror. How do I feel right now? I feel sad. Why do I feel sad? Let me just close my eyes and take a deep breath and sense where the energy is in my body. I feel sadness in my heart. Let me be with that sadness, and it will come up. There's nothing more that you really have to do but just breathe and just be with it. Music is a great way to support you in going more inward. It doesn't even have to have words. Honestly, I recommend music that is more instrumental. So therefore, there's not a message that's being said to you. You just literally are connecting with the music, connecting with the feeling, and going within and just being with it and being present with it. And once you're present with it, then you can begin to ask yourself questions and uncover more. And if you'd like support in that, book a session with me. Or actually, join the women's circle, because I'm currently on the wait list. So join the women's circle, because in the women's circle, you receive 4 sessions. That's 1 session per quarter. Okay. So join the women's circle. And if you'd like to have a consultation first, you can have a consultation with me and I'd be more than happy to support you. Okay. So some holistic approaches to anxiety. And you can also utilize these for depression. And you can just, even if you don't experience either of them, these are just healthy for anybody to utilize, honestly. But you can explore some alternative therapies such as acupuncture, ear seeding. Ear seeding is a form of acupuncture without the needling, okay? Herbal remedies, essential oils, yogas, breath work. A supportive community. Women, we have the women's circle. It's a support group. That's literally what it is. And your village, right? There's online forums, tons of resources out there to support you. Practicing mindfulness, because mindfulness is the practice of being present in the moment. Mindfulness is paying attention to our thoughts and emotions without judgment, without judging ourselves and judging what we feel. When you practice mindfulness, you can truly develop, you all, a deeper awareness of your internal state, and you can really harness the ways that are necessary and support you in truly dispelling anxiety and doing it more effectively. Nature. Oh my gosh, this is one of my favorite ones. Connect with nature. Just spending time outside can be such a powerful way to truly soothe your nervous system and connect with your spiritual self. Whether you're taking a walk in the park, hiking in the mountains, you're by the water, by the beach, you're outside swinging on a porch swing, you're sitting on your balcony, just being in nature can truly support you in getting grounded and connecting to something greater than yourself. Yeah. Getting more deeper and connecting with your spiritual core is key as well. Because the spiritual vibe of you, that affects how you perceive things, your belief, what you believe in, such as what you believe is true, what is not. It supports you separating the truth from what the story and narrative is that you're creating. Ooh, I hear a beautiful sound. It sounds like a sound bowl. Yes, sound bowl. Okay. Anyway, as I was stating, your spiritual vibe, it's so important. Many people are experiencing what they're experiencing because it's necessary for them to have more of a stronger spiritual core. And I'm not saying by you having a stronger spiritual core that you just won't feel any feelings or emotions or be in sadness or what have you. You still will, but it's going to support you in navigating them more effectively and catching it at a whisper more. It's so important and it's so essential, you all. Also, what you put into your body. Now, I'm thicker than a Snicker, but I must say, some people are just built this way, y'all. Some people are just built to be more, have more meat on their bones than others, but you must be mindful about what you're putting in your body. When you're feeling down, not going to foods that are going to make you feel even more heavy. Making sure you're putting things in your body that are high vibrational. Like, for instance, one of my dearest friends, I wasn't a fan of coconut water, but one of my dearest friends purchased for me a pressed coconut water. And honestly, when I'm feeling, I was just at, I was on location for work the other day, and I was like, I got to decompress. I got to get outside in nature and I got to get a coconut water. I went over to the Whole Foods, got a pressed coconut water and had just a ball being outside and drinking my coconut water because it elevated me. I was able to just release. And you all, our natural state of being is knowing that you are empowered, you're connected, and you are whole. And when you're experiencing anxiety, depression, or any other type of or suffering is another one, codependency, people pleasing, all those things, you're not living in your natural state of being and your natural design of being empowered, connected, and whole. And I want to add this in. You exist, therefore you matter. Life is a beautiful, precious gift. It's such a blessing, you all. It's such a blessing. So my question to you is this. You've listened to part one, part two, part three, and now part four of this series, all about dispelling anxiety. You've learned what anxiety truly is. You've enhanced, I entrust, your emotional awareness, because I talked about that in part two of what emotions truly are. You've gained more knowledge of the compass within yourself. And now, in part four, you have received information all about relieving anxiety and depression and dispelling their shadows. So with all of this context, this content of knowledge, now that you are aware, what will you choose? How will you move forward? Don't do yourself a disservice and disregard what you now know. Because all that's going to do is take you in a downward spiral that, trust me, you don't want to be in, because you are not living a fulfilling life right now. You're not living a fulfilling life. And what I mean by that is you're not feeling fully fulfilled, because if you're experiencing anxiety, you're not feeling fully fulfilled. You're not living in the greatness and the true and your truest, highest potential of who you truly are. Yeah, you may be doing great things, and I celebrate that with you, but there's more. There's more. So my invitation to you is this. Be more. See more. Live in the more. That's it. I would love to hear from you. Visit my website, www.lifeverbswithasspodcast.com, to let me know how this podcast episode activated you today. Send in your life verb, the rooting system that anchors you, and any questions that you would like to be answered. Be sure to like and review this podcast wherever you listen to it. To learn more about my personal coaching services for women, to join the Women's Circle, which is a virtual, supportive, uplifting, and empowering group of women who meet monthly from all over the globe, and to receive my quarterly newsletter, visit my website, www.lifeverbswithanspodcast.com. Contact me on Instagram, @lifeverbswithanspodcast. All this information is located in the show notes. Always remember to keep your soul hydrated and your spirit fortified.